Everett Harp's first album in 2 years required a little bit of soul-searching. During that time, while on tour in Europe and Southeast Asia, he decided to stray from his usual regimen of smooth jazz and focus on the jazz classics he heard growing up. Harp says, "My mind would hark back to the day when I discovered John Coltrane's Soul Train and Dave Brubeck's Time Out albums in my parents' record collection." He adds, "While I feel like I'm starting over again as a novice, it's a welcome sacrifice in regaining some of the excitement I felt years ago." Harp's first loves, even before jazz, were gospel and soul. Born the son of a minister in Houston, Texas, he learned to play saxophone at age 4. He turned to jazz in high school and later earned a music degree from North Texas State University. He went on to become a sought-after studio musician, working alongside a steady stream of pop and R&B greats, before landing a solo recording contract in 1992. From First Love, Everett Harp tackles John Coltrane's Central Park West. Intent on taking a more traditional direction with his new album, Harp still delivers his trademark blend of R&B, funk, and blues. There's even a Latin-style arrangement that features Earth, Wind, and Fire's Reggie Young on trombone. Fans will recognize veteran keyboardist George Duke, who co-wrote 3 tunes with Harp and performs acoustic and electric piano. Harp pays tribute to Memphis Soul on Duke's composition Soul Fries, while toning it down with a sax and piano duet on the George and Ira Gershwin standard Our Love Is Here to Stay. Currently, on a 25-city tour of Europe, Harp returns to the U.S. to perform at the City of Lights Jazz Festival in Las Vegas, Nevada, on April 24th. I'm Doug Levine.